Yes, my question is the fact that after all these years of closed areas, and now we're going to create some more closures to keep us out and away from codfish, when you have information from 2006 to 2008 stating that the lobster industry has landed codfish in a quite substantial number, which would be 177,000 pieces in 1 year. And why are they allowed in these areas?
Well, I think that's a very important consideration. It's certainly something that, you know, the council has already started to investigate further. We've shared what limited information we have to date on cod catch and lobster traps. Given the short development timeline and the relatively short duration of this action, you know, that I think is something that needs to continue to be discussed and perhaps framed for Framework Adjustment 53.
I'm sorry to be rude if I am going to be rude, but you've had this information since 2008. It is now 2014, and you continue to put the blame on us and allow these people in these areas. You need to do something sooner than later. We have spent years working with you, weekends, nights, holidays, working in the fishing industry. And now you're going to shut it down more and make us throw fish overboard? It doesn't make any sense to me when they're catching them in lobster traps. And you have the proof from actually a lifelong scientist from the state of Maine, Mr. Wilson, who's worked for DMR and is a lifer. Same with the Science Center. Those scientists are lifers. They should have an audit, and they should be moving those people out of there and get new blood in there.
Thank you for your comments, Allison. Do you have any further
questions?
You're
very welcome.
Do you have any further questions?
No, I have no further questions.
Okay, thank you. Next caller, please.